You're listening to the Madhouse Radio Prankcast.
Do whippets. That's what the holidays remind me of, doing whippets. Yeah, man. And then everyone's like, oh, it's time for dinner. And the whipped cream doesn't work when I want to put it on the pie. Why is that? I don't know. Good afternoon, I am Carlito, the host of Madhouse Radio. This is Monday, December the 23rd, Christmas Eve, 2013. I will be entertaining you folks for a little bit here. All 182 of you, I don't know. It's not 182. I don't think so. I don't know how many people are listening. But thank you for listening, you little monkey. You little monkey shit, you. Actually, it's 32 plus 99. That's how many people are listening right now. Across four networks. Delicious. Okay. I don't know. Let me just pull up the map. Call random people machines. If you have any suggestions or ideas or requests, send them on in, boy. They are welcome. Hey, if you'd like to join me here this afternoon for a little bit, hit me up on the Skype. And we shall proceed. Give you what you need. Let's call the Byzantine Church. Byzantium. That's a faction in this game that I play. It's called Rome Total War Machine. Yep. Iron Man's in it and War Machine's in it. How do I do this? I put them in Skype. I do call phones and I bring the Skype over so I can see it. Call phones, right? Yeah, and where it says enter number, I click and I paste. And it says United Kingdom. I gotta change that to the United States.
Thank you for calling the Chancellor of the Byzantine Catholic Eparchy of Parma.
Amen.
If you know your city's extension number, you may enter it now or choose from the following options.
All right.
For the Chancellor and Director of Vocations, enter 232. For the Protocellus, 233. The Office of the Bishop, 221. The Office for the Protection of Youth, 246. The Office of Communications and the Horizons.
One moment, please.
Let's get the bishop asshole on here. Hello? Oh. Thought I heard an answer. Fuck.
Hi, you have reached the office of Bishop John Kudrick. If you'd like to leave a message for the secretary, please do so.
The operator is not available.
Hi, you have reached the office of Bishop John Kudrick. If you'd like to leave a message for the secretary, please do so, and I will get back.
Welcome to Jones. This is Lori. How may I help you?
Hey, how you doing, big girl? Big Lori, is it? That's your name?
And who may I be speaking to?
This is Bill.
Bill?
Yep.
And Bill, how can I help you today?
Bill Tenderson. Well, I was calling to see the feces that you have there in the toilet right now. Did they report that to you about the problem with the toilet? With the feces? Hello? Hey. You motherfucker, you.
You're calling an Edward Jones investment office?
Yeah, so what?
Well, I think you've got the wrong office unless you'd like to leave a message like that for Robert, the financial advisor.
Oh, what, you think I'm intimidated by Robert? Oh, I might have to leave a message for Robert. Gosh. Financial advisor, my ass. That's a stupid fucking job title. That's like consultant. That's bullshit. You want financial advice here? It's this simple. Don't spend more money than what you earn.
Yeah. All right, but you sound kind of cute. Would you?
Problem solved, everybody. There's your fucking financial advice. That's just, you want to lose weight? Don't eat more calories than you burn. There you go. Done. It's that easy. Financial advisor. Financial bullshit. I hear people say, oh, I got a financial advisor. I got a financial advisor. You're paying someone, that's like having a maid, and you only make like $25,000 a year. That's the way I see it. Now, if you're like got a lot of money, if you got like, I don't know, if you're making at least $300,000 a year and you get a lot of investments and property and shit, then financial advisor makes sense. Studs, I don't get me started on Edward Jones bullshit. Edward Jones, my ass. H.P. Lovecraft, great title for a new book. Lose weight, you assholes eat less. That's right. All right, let's do that. I'm going to start working on that. Yeah, because I'm such a prime example of losing weight. I'm a handsome man. I haven't taken my shirt off except for to take a shower in the last 5 years of my life. I don't take it off to go swimming. Nah, I never had that problem. No matter how big I am, I wouldn't have a problem up until now because I do have like a whole bunch of surgery scars. I'm actually more self-conscious about that than taking my shirt off because of my man breasts and my big fat gut and my big hairy Puerto Rican Italian chest. I give a fuck about that. I mostly went to the beach when I was a kid in Puerto Rico, and there was fat, overweight, hairy men with their shirts off. They give a fuck. Drinking a beer in the beach. Drinking a beer in the water. No one cares. That's how I grew up. You don't have to be embarrassed about that. You're a fat ass. Yeah. All right. Anyway, moving right along. Why am I talking about taking my shirt off? Every female listener just collectively turned off. Famous Gyro George. Let's ask them from Malacca. They're probably a westernized Greek place. You know, they got hamburgers and french fries and gyros and that's it. No Greek people here. I'll bet you anything. I'll bet you five Madhouse bucks that there's no, these people have no connection to Greece or Greek culture at all. Other than that they sell gyros. Or heroes, or whatever you want to call it. Don't give me shit about that. Hero gyro. This is America. I call it a pita sandwich.
George, I'm going to help you.
Listen, this is America, okay? And you speak the language here.
Hello?
Yeah, this is America, so we don't call it gyro or hero, whatever it is. It's a
This is a gyro, George.
It's a pita sandwich. That's what we call it in America, and that's what you need to call it too. You know, love the country or get out.
No, you can call it anything you like. Gyro is the same.
No, pita bread sandwich. That's what you call it, and from now on, because you're in America, you have to use English words and English, everything English. And respect the country and the laws. Where are you from, honey? Hey.
Excuse me, can you make an order or what?
Yeah, I want 3 pita bread sandwiches.
Which one? 3 gyro?
3 pita bread sandwiches. Damn it. Don't you use that word to me, goddammit, Malacca.
Excuse me?
I said Malacca.
What word is that?
I want to order Malacca. I don't think they're Greek. I think they're like Turkish or something. Turks fuck Greece, guys. Remember that? Turks fuck Greeks. Jose Bravo, ask him if I'm live. Yes, I'm alive, Jose. I'm alive. I am alive.
Gyro George?
I'd like to make an order, please.
Okay, go ahead.
All right. 1 gyro with lamb.
Okay, regular gyro, everything on it?
Yeah, with pusties.
With what cheese?
Boosties. Maybe they are Greek or just Turkish and understand the insults. Listen to IceGooseRadio.com. Jose Bravo. Jose says to send a shout out to all the RIC people, and I have passed my GED test. I don't know what RIC is. Good for them. Ric Flair fans. And yeah, Jose is 20 years old and he passes GED test. Wow, way to wait a long time. Very good. Good for doing something you're supposed to do. So, why did you drop out of high school? Were you like a migrant farmer family or something? I'm not trying to sound like an asshole. Why'd you drop out? What happened? Did you get into drugs, drug abuse? All right, anyway, moving right along. Looking here, we've got Corleone's Restaurant, R-I-S, Tarant, and Bar. Edward Jones, financial advisor, everybody.
Corleone, Sherry speaking. How may I help you?
Hey, Biggie, how are you?
I'm sorry?
That big Sherry?
That's Sherry.
Hey, big girl, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Yeah, good. You have a lot to eat today?
Yes. What could I do for you?
Yeah, I could tell. I could tell that you eat a lot sometimes. You're kind of on the heavier side, you know, a little porky.
Hold, please.
Okay. Girls don't like that. I don't know if you knew, but girls don't like that. That's why I do it all the time. I never get tired of it. A little music while we wait. Have a sip of eggnog there, motherfucker, while you wait with me. I'll have a sip of iced tea. No, I was, by the way, I was watching goddamn Charlie Brown, all right, the Christmas one, and then I ended up watching the Thanksgiving one, and I was going to tell you something, that Lucy bitch... It's really not cool that she kept always pulling the football away from Charlie Brown. Why didn't anybody ever give her any shit? Like, fucking, they lost the game because she pulled the football again after she promised Charlie Brown that she wouldn't do it. Charlie Brown would always go to kick a field goal, right? And Lucy would hold the ball on the ground, and she'd always pull it on him at the last minute. She's fucking retarded, or she's got like, she's like an autistic fucking girl or something. I never understood that. And then anyway, so they lose the big game, and everyone's giving Charlie Brown shit, like, oh, you suck, Charlie Brown, you suck, it's your fault, it's your fault. And fucking Lucy's the one that fucking pulled the ball away from him every fucking time. I'd have kicked her right in the cunt, man. Right out in the field, right in front of everybody, I would have kicked her right in her fucking pussy. I said, oh, you move the ball? I gotta hit something. Bam! Right there. Right in the fucking clit. Mash that clit with your toe of your foot.
Jesus.
Brown and those fucks lived it? They're a bunch of assholes.
Good afternoon, Corleone. This is Lynn. Can I help you?
What was on hold for so long?
I'm sorry?
What was on hold for so long?
Hang on, let me switch phones.
Damn it.
Okay, hello?
Why you was on hold for so long?
Why were you on hold for so long?
Yeah, what kind of way to do business is this?
And you're holding for what, sir?
Well, was I talking to you or some other broad over there?
I'm thinking you were talking to someone else. What is it you're...
Well, it was it the big girl? You know, what's that big girl that's over there, that big girl?
Sherry?
Yeah, her, that big fat Sherry, you know her?
Yeah?
Yeah, she's pretty big, right? She eats a lot and everything. I was watching her.
Sir, I'm going to hang up now.
No.
Is this something you needed?
Yeah, because I was supposed to get with her, you know?
Well, can I ask who this is then?
This is Bob Morton.
Hang on one second.
Hey, listen, don't put me on hold for a long time, GD at Consornet. God. Then there's Peppermint Patty. And the little red-haired... Who was the little red-haired girl? That fucking Charlie Brown is stupid, man. He's always fawning over a little red. I would have fucked Peppermint Patty, and Lucy, I would have fucked her too, if I was Charlie Brown. Or was Peppermint Patty wasn't his sister, right? No. Forgot his sister's name.
Sir, Sherry's busy with the customers. Is there something I can help you with?
What's going on with the customer? What are they doing?
It's really none of your business, I don't think. Is there something that you needed?
Well, yeah, I need to know these things. I have to put it down in my report.
Bye-bye.
God. What a bitch. Bye-bye. I'll call right back. Watch this, everybody. I'm calling back. Thank you, Skype. Fuck.
Thank you for calling Corleone. Also speaking.
Hey, this is Kleinfeld. How are you?
I'm sorry?
My name is Kleinfeld.
Okay, are you calling for a reservation?
Yes.
Okay, hang on one second, please.
Sally, yes, thank you, Clay. Sally is the name of the sister bitch.
Hello?
Hey, who is this?
This is Melissa.
Oh, I'm Kleinfeld. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I said, hi, I'm good. I already said that. I already said that part. Someone already asked me.
What can I do for you, sir?
No, the other girl before asked me how I was doing, and I told her I was okay. Did she not tell you?
No.
Okay. Yeah, I'm good. How are you doing?
Great.
I didn't know that either. She didn't tell me how you were doing. I was making a reservation.
Okay. So what's the date?
For tomorrow? Well, you're not open probably tomorrow, right?
No.
All right. So what's the next day? I want to... You know Sherry that works there? The big fat girl, Sherry?
I'm not comfortable with you talking about her.
She's... Look, we've been talking and hanging out and dating and stuff. So I was going to...
I've been dating. I've heard...
Hey, I you don't have to tell it to other people that are there. Hey. Yeah, man. Let me get my story out, man. Sure, all right, one more time, guys. Hold your ears in case it makes that noise. Listen, shut up about the Doja coins already. Fucking shit. God damn it. I'm tired of hearing about it. They hung right up. I don't want to hear about those fucking Doja coin bullshit. And fuck that dog, too. Jeez. Alright, I'm looking here. That was Corleone's. There's a place called Pat Catan's. I have no idea what that is. Ultimate Wash. I guess it's a car wash. Probably won't answer. There's a Weight Watchers. Nah, I'm not feeling that. There's a Red Box. I'm sure that doesn't have a phone. Office Max, Sonic, Hometown Buffet. And we got a Hometown Buffet. All right, let's call it Hometown Buffet. Bitch, whore, fucking bitch. I'm gonna kick that bitch, Lucy, right in the tits. Right in the tits. If she pulls the football away from me again, I'll kick her in the clit. Kick her in the pussy and in the face, and kick her in the gut in the solar plexus.
Hometown Buffet apartment.
Hey, boy, how are you there, big guy?
Super.
Are you that big guy I saw in the front when I came in before?
When?
A few days ago. Are you the big guy?
Not necessarily, no.
You're kind of heavy, right?
No.
Oh, okay. All right, that's cool. All right. You guys have, only, like, iceberg lettuce, or do you have any spring mix or anything?
We don't offer spring mix, so we have,
Shit, fucking.
I'm sorry?
So what do you offer?
We do have a lettuce blend that has romaine and iceberg lettuce in it. We also offer spinach.
Ooh. Okay. Do you have any soups? A soup bar?
Yes, we offer two different kinds of soup every day. Today it's chicken noodle and...
Do you have chicken?
Chicken noodle.
Do you have jelly beans?
No.
And the ice cream?
No.
Do you have ice cream?
Yes.
Do you have pudding?
Yes.
Do you have sugar-free cake?
No.
Do you have mashed potatoes?
Yes.
Do you have gravy?
Yes.
Do you have taco?
Yes.
Do you have baked potato?
Yes.
Do you have cheddar cheese?
No.
Do you have Steak Station?
Yes.
Do you have hot sauce?
Yes.
Do you have Pepsi?
No.
Do you have Coke?
Yes.
Oh. Do you have corn?
Yes.
Do you have corn on the cob?
No.
Do you have corn on the grain?
No.
Okay. Do you have green beans?
Yes.
What else do you have?
Well, we offer 85 different items. You'd have to tell me what you would be interested
go
in.
Go ahead. I already gave you 12. There we have 73 left.
Right. I could not possibly go through all the items.
Do you have steamed carrots?
Yes.
Okay. Let's see. I'm got that. I got a tick mark here. We're up to 13. Okay. Do you have banana slices?
Yes.
Okay. Do you have pineapple chunks?
No.
Okay. Do you have sliced pineapple?
No.
Do you have orange pieces, sections?
No.
Okay. All right. Do you have grilled chicken?
No.
Do you have meatloaf?
No.
Do you have pizza?
Yes.
Do you have french fries?
No.
Do you have chicken nuggets?
No.
Do you have bathroom?
I beg your pardon?
Do you have bathroom?
No.
You don't have toilet?
No.
Oh. So that's bad, because where do the employees go? In the kitchen?
Sometimes.
In the soup pot?
Sometimes.
Okay. Are you upset? I mean, am I bothering you, or what's going on?
I've got the other phone ringing in the line of gas.
They have potato salad?
Yes.
Okay, okay.
Hey, excuse me while I take care of these other guys.
What are they doing? He asked me, and he let me answer. Radio Shack, while we wait on that young man. I'm just naming shit out to him. How fucking stupid. Nunu reminded me to ask for porridge. I don't think they have breakfast stuff, Nunu, but thank you. I'll ask him. Don't worry. Porridge. Gotta love porridge.
Radio Shack, Midtown, this is Sam. Can I help you?
I need a 1.32 kilohertz mega ohm capacitor.
Can I put you on hold, please? Because I got a bunch of people here trying to cash out. I'll be right back to you.
What are you doing?
I'm sorry?
What are you doing?
I've got a bunch of people here I'm trying to cash out. Can I put you on hold, please?
What do you mean cash out? Like they're going to pay?
Yeah, I got to put you on hold, please.
But what are they paying? Like their stuff? Someone else has us on hold. Alright. Let's keep racking them up. Let's call someone else then. Here's the Sonic Drive-In. They can't put us on hold there. We'll call Office Max. I'm an Office Depot fan myself. More into the Depot, not so much the Max. Buffet, are you back yet? I hear him there, but...
Thank you for calling Office Max or Six Computers. This is Miranda speaking. How may I get your call?
What did you say at the end? Something about computers?
We fix computers.
What do you mean? What's that supposed to mean? Like, what do you mean you fix them?
If there's, like, a problem with it, we can take a look at it and try to fix it. Whether it be, like, a virus on it or it's acting up or something, we can take a look at it.
Oh, but it's like a man that does it, not like a girl, right? Like you?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because like a girl be like, oh my god, I don't know what to do, and probably drop it or something, you know? Or maybe like you probably spray like body spray, like warm vanilla sugar from Bed Bath Beyond. You probably spray it on there. Or Bath and Body Works. I always confuse those two stores.
Gotcha.
What are you up to? What's going on? You like sex?
Oh, no. What was that?
Are you hanging out or working busy? Is it busy there today?
Yeah.
You like sex?
What was that?
You haven't had a lot of customers then, or it's been steady?
We've had a lot of customers, yeah.
Do you have any sales on office chairs?
Yes, we do. Is there anything I can help you with, or?
Yeah, can I speak to this computer machines?
Okay, thank you so much for holding, sir. What was your question now?
Yeah, I got some woman on the line here, and she's asking a bunch of nasty stuff.
I'm sorry?
Some woman picked up the phone and started saying nasty stuff about computers. Do you hear her?
No, I don't. What do you need?
Who is that? She was saying that she was in the store there with you, and she threatened me. She said, come down here. My boyfriend will kick your ass, she said. She's on the phone. She picked up the phone there in your store. What is this? Hello? Shit, damn it, fucking shit.
Hello?
Yeah, what's going on, damn it?
Is there something I can help you with, sir?
I said to transfer to the computer people. You're so,
okay, one.
You're so dumb. Alright, she either put the phone down because she's stupid or she's transferring me. Oh, well, let me call someone else then, I guess, in the meantime, while we wait on her. And here we go. A dog that needs a good home. She is good with kids and is a girl. We have to too many dogs. Two is spelled with one O, not two. She was dump off. We felt sorry for her. We took her in. Someone, please give her a home. I said it like that because there's no capitalizations and no punctuation at all in this ad. Again, I will read it exactly how it was put in here by Becky. We have a dog that needs a good home. She is good with kids and she is a girl. We have too many dogs. She was dump off. We felt sorry for her. We took her in. Someone, please give her a home. That's exactly what it says. All right, let's give her a call. Another example of a stupid woman who shouldn't be near a computer, huh, guys? They're listening? Eh? Eh? All right. Meanwhile, we are still on hold with the buffet and also with Office Max.
Thank you for holding this. Chris, how can I help you?
Hey, boy, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Where are you with? You're with the buffet, right?
Hello?
Yeah, hey, you have a dog, Becky?
Hello?
You have a dog?
Yeah.
It's a female bitch?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm sorry. That's what female dogs are called. I didn't mean to be rude. I'm just into the industry, you know?
Yeah.
What breed of dog is this stupid thing?
I'm not really sure. She was dropped off probably about a month or so ago, and I've been trying to find a home for her. But she looks like she might have maybe some lab in her.
Oh, I can hear her talking in the background. It sounds like a baby. She's really,
oh, no, that's my son.
She's really smart, that dog is. It sounds like a kid almost, the dog does.
That's actually my son. She's out in the backyard in the fence.
Oh, well, tell your son to be quiet. So, why don't you use any punctuation in your ad? You had many misspellings here. You said the dog was dump off instead of dumped. That should be...
My mom wrote it,
Yeah, she's pretty stupid. It starts off, we have a dog. That makes no sense at all. Did you mean to say we have a dog? Is that what it mean?
Yeah, I think that's what she probably meant.
And then you're supposed to put a capital W at the beginning, not a small W. That needs a good home, and that should be a period there. And then new sentence, she is good with kids. And she is a girl. You see, the problem is you already said she, you know? So, of course, she's a girl. That's pretty stupid. So, you can take that part out. I don't need that. We have two, and then two is supposed to be two O's, you know? And then you should have had another period in here somewhere at the end. I don't have time for this, you know? This is really stupid of you people. What kind of way to do business is this? The buffet place has me on hold, too. I'm not dealing with that shit. Motherfuck that. Let's call back Becky about the dog here. Some mutt just showed up. You know, the best thing they could have done is shot that dog. Because now you're going to fucking breed it and keep messing up the dog bloodlines? No way, man. Alright, she must have picked up and hung right up. Here's a person who has a load of fresh mulch for $30 in the valley. Her name, actually, it's she. It's Kelly. Big Kelly. Alright, let's call Kelly and ask her about her mulch. Yeah. My guess is dirty mulch, you know. They probably just, you know, made their own mulch, got rid of some trees, and they're trying to sell it off. It's probably got a bunch of parasites and bugs and termites in it. Shit.
Hello?
You got mulch there, big guy?
Excuse me?
You got mulch over there, big guy?
Yeah, who's this?
Hey, this is Eddie. How are you doing, boss? How you doing?
All right.
That's good. Are you Kelly, or is that your wife or something?
Yeah, it's my wife.
Oh, okay, because I thought you're like your name, you had a girl's name, you know?
Yeah.
So you got a load of fresh mulch. So did you make this mulch yourself, or has it got the parasites and all that shit? What? You don't know? What'd you say, boy?
Well, now, are you hoarding?
Yeah.
Oh, man, I'm in Tennessee.
No, I'm in Tennessee. I'm from Oregon, but I'm in Tennessee.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you're pretty smart, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're pretty
smart.
Son of a bitch. Yeah. So, did you make the mulch yourself? Did you...
Yeah, I made it myself.
Yeah, you have a tree chipper? What do you got?
Yeah.
How many horses? Yeah. How many horses is it?
24
horse. That'll rip the pants right off of you, huh?
Oh, yeah.
You get too close to that. I had one of those big 20-ton machines. Took three-phase power in it. And while I was standing right by it, I ripped the pants and the underwears right off of me, right in front of my family. Bada-boom. Yeah. Yeah, right. I felt like a fucking asshole. Like a fucking jackass. Yeah. All right, so you made it yourself, so it's got all the termites and parasites in it and the fucking mulch and shit. I want to put this. I want to put this around my ex-wife's house. She's got an all-wood cardinal home, you know, pre-manufactured wooden home. And I'm trying to find like termites and bugs and parasites so I can put them around. But you can't. I can't buy termites anywhere. I'm trying to find like wood-eating animals. I caught a beaver and a couple woodpeckers. And I let them loose inside her garage, but they started fighting each other, and then it didn't work out right. Then the fucking woodpecker flew away. He didn't eat any of the house. Lazy cock sucking woodpecker, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what are you up to there, big guy? You got big cock on you, nice big balls, big cock. Huh? You got a nice big purple helmet. He's gone. All right. Yeah, that's the plan. Yeah. Oh my god. Okay, moving right along with this boring shit. I got a pretty black puppy to give away. She is Fluffy Hershots. That's what it says. She is Fluffy Hershots. Okay. My guess is another woman. She's like, oh my god, hey guys. I got a pretty black puppy to give away. She is Fluffy Hershots. Oh my god. My name is Charlotte. All right. Charlotte. That's going to be her name once. Charlotte. I'm Charlotte. Oh, my God. Okay. No answer there. Here's a pair of hedgehogs. Asking $250 for the pair of hedgehogs. They're unrelated. That's good. So you can breed them, have them fuck each other, and it doesn't mess up their gene pool. They're both 1.5 years old. They've had 2 litters together, and she's ready to be bred again. That's what I'm talking about. She's very tame. He's a little shy. All right. She wears the pants in the relationship. Do do be do 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 do.
Hello. No one is available to take your call. Please leave a message after the tone.
I can never hack those things. Everyone else is so good at doing it, I never have any luck with that shit. Try on again.
Hello?
No hey, one is how you doing, honey?
Your call. Please Hello? Leave a message after the tone.
Okay.
Hey, Merry Christmas. God bless you. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Oh, good, good. I see you got these little hedgehog little shits.
Yeah.
All right, and they're nice little hedgehogs that you could talk to them and call them Mimi Momo like that and all that.
The female, she's real tame, but the male, he is pretty shy. All
right, and how much for them then?
We're asking $250 for the pair. All
right, I'll give you $250. That's good, and I'm going to take them to my laboratory. We're going to do a little bit of experiments, evil experiments, you know. We're going to extract blood and extract their brain matter and mix it together. We're going to do a transplant of the heads also and see how long we can get it to survive.
I'm not really interested in
that. Well, no, that's none of your business. We're paying fair and square $250. It's for science, anyway. Evil science. Dark science.
Well.
Yeah. Have you ever heard of Baphomet? Hello? Have you heard of Baphomet, I said?
I believe you need to get you some guinea pigs or something.
No, no, we already done all we could with the guinea pigs. We need hedgehogs.
Maybe you need some rats or something like that.
No, don't you tell me what I need. I'm a scientist, all right? My name is Baz. I'm Dr. Baz, and I'm a big scientist.
Well, Dr. Bad, you're wasting my time.
Well, I turned evil, though, you know? Like, I turned to the dark side. I wasn't Dagobah, and I went where that tree is. And I got, like, all the dark energy powers and stuff, and Emperor Palpatine's spirit came inside of me.
Somebody else, okay?
Fuck you! There you go. Went to Dagobah. Fucking Dagobah. Right, okay. I'm such a fucking 80s kid dork. Fucking Dagobah. Here's someone that lost a dog. Big Bethany. Lost dog. Last seen on Highway 70. Has sought to be picked up. She's a black and white Australian shepherd with red collar. All right. And their name is, and info is on it. Man, you know, you let your dog get loose at the highway, and someone finds and keeps it because they're going to love the dog more than you did. The dog probably ran away. I'm just saying, let's give them a call and discuss that. Our kids just want her back safe and warm. Right. Oh, she's warm, all right.
Hello?
Hey, how are you? You said you lost a dog?
What?
You lost a dog? A black black and white Aussie?
Let me give you to my mom. I want some.
Hey, wait a minute. I thought you were a girl. You're a boy?
Yeah.
Oh, God. That's pretty funny. Yeah, you put your mom on, right? Go ahead, honey.
Hello.
Hey, honey. How are you, honey?
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, I'm good, little honey baby. My little labia over there, huh?
Who is this?
Yeah, this is Eddie. I saw you had a lost dog. I found this black and white dog. It's like an Aussie, I guess he is, with a red collar.
Yes.
And someone said to get with you about it, you know? Your dog's in a good place.
Dude, hold on. I can barely hear you.
You're pretty dumb.
I can't hear you.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, your dog's in a better place right now.
Yeah, she's in a real good place because she's on my front porch.
Oh, you found the dog?
Yeah, she's back.
Are you sure that's your dog? Because I have another dog just like it.
Nope, this one's mine.
Motherfuck. You know? Fucking shit.
Thank you.
Fucking shit, right? Hey, you know what labia is, right?
Yes, please don't call me if you're going to talk like that. I'll be praying for you. Thanks.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye. God bless you. All right. There you go. Well, the guy no prank there. She found the fucking dog. Imagine that. Fucking bitch. And the dog, I mean, not her. Not the woman. The dog, bitch. We are looking to, what, for mulch hay. They're looking for mulch hay. Hey! All right. Well, I just talked to another guy in the same area who's selling mulch, motherfucker. Okay, why? And now that we have every equipment, we need something to cover all of their barn, which had burned down. Okay. It's rotten, full of something that tastes bad. What the fuck? Why are you tasting your burnt down barn? Whatever. What? I don't understand. What? We are looking for mulch hay. Our barn burned and we lost all of the hay. And now that we have had heavy equipment here for 6 weeks, we need something to cover all of this mess. Rotten, full of something that tastes bad. I don't know if they mean the shit that the animals are going to lay in or sleep in or something. Maybe that's what he's getting at. I don't know. This is a real fucking farmer fucking hayseed hick town that I call with these pranks when I do them. So whatever. Blah, blah, blah. Here we are. God, that shitty connection. You gotta love it.
Thanks for calling Jim Farm. Sorry we missed your call. Leave your name and number. We'll call you back. Thanks.
Fuck. And we're done with those for now. Excuse me.
Call in toll free at 1-888-278-8509.
You know, that when you die, they put your GPS in your box and a trapdoor at the bottom. So when you die, you open up trapdoor at the bottom, you check the GPS, and you go straight down to the hell.
Madhouse Radio is back.
You are bigger than a woman. You are better than a woman.
We'll always be behind you.
Do not let a woman ever make you who you are. But I still can't
let. Nigga, you don't know how to get down. I love you, nigga.
Baby, that's
nothing, nigga.
That's nothing.
That's nothing. Look at you.
You
don't
even know the bank,
nigga. Ah!
Hey,
nigga.
The fingers you have used to dial are too fat. To obtain a special dialing wand, please mash the keypad with your palm now.
All right, asshole. I am back. I'm Carlito. I'm the guy. Beautiful day today, everybody. Beautiful day. Beautiful day. All right, let's continue to do a few more pranks before I get out of here. One of us cats ain't playing right. I let you tell it. Nunu sends in Momtaz Carmen Restaurant. Owners known for tax evasion and drug trafficking. Whoa, Jesus. I don't know if this is Indian or Moroccan or what, but they're in London, apparently, probably. Lots of Muslims in London, eh?
While jigging back something, watch platinum, got jet lag from flights back and forth, pop corks are the best grapes, make the best CDs and the best tapes. Don't forget the vinyl, take girls, break spinals.
Hello,
Richie like Lionel.
Yeah, how are you? Oh, yeah, I got a problem. There we go. Can you say what did you say?
Hello,
hey, how are you? You said hello, and I said hello. I want to make an order.
Yeah, what lecture?
One chicken.
Chicken, mild, medium, or hot?
One with heat?
Mal medium or hot?
With heat, heat.
Spice. Mal medium or hot?
What is my meal deha?
Mild, no chilies. Medium goes some chilies and hot is got chili, extra chilies in.
And it's called my meal deha. I never heard of my meal deha. That sounds good.
Hello?
Hey, how are you, big guy? How are you, honey?
Fine, thank you. What would you like, please?
You little sexy little monkey, you. I want to kiss you. I wanted to make an order.
Well, I don't want to take your order.
Why not?
Because I don't like you.
You like me, so you're not going to take my order?
Sorry?
Are you stupid or something?
No, you are stupid.
You have a stupid in your head and epilepsy?
Yeah, that's why I don't want to sell you.
You don't have mother or father.
No, you are doing it. Keep
you
it
have,
to your
you have five what? Fathers. The five-father thing works great with the Asians, man. I'm going to try to use that on Asians. They are failing to answer the telephone again. New, thank you for that. It is in Bradford, not London, and it was a Pakistani, he thinks, says New, regarding that previous call that we just did to the restaurant. All right, moving right along. We will continue. I'm just enjoying looking at the chat room and the comments that filter through here. Okay. Back to the map, guys. It's 4:24 p.m., so in theory, calling places in the east might be a little more difficult now. I'd presume a lot of people are just leaving work early on days like this for non-retail. Now, I went out to buy a few things, and like I said, a bunch of assholes out there. Traffic is crazy. Oh, look, here's a Ukrainian Catholic church. Ukrainian Catholic Church. Okay, we called the Byzantines, now we're calling the Ukrainians. Yeah, man, exciting. I like this time of year, and also in the summer when the summer starts, because you can go on Steam and take advantage of the Steam sale. Deeply discounted games, older games usually. I picked up that Age of Empires 2 HD version, and I was playing that this morning. It was pretty cool. They say HD version. I don't see much of a difference, to be honest with you, as far as the graphics and sound and music are concerned. I thought they actually redid, you know, the graphics, and they said they did, but it looks the fucking same to me. It even has the same intro video and shit, and it looks super dated now. When that came out, I got that game on, I pre-ordered Age of Empires 2. Back in 99. And I played it regularly up until around 2006, like 2007. Every so often I'd still load it up and play a few matches of Age of Empires 2 and expansion. But I don't know. The game... I thought it was a remake. It wasn't. But then I got Rome to Rome.
Slava Iisusu Hristu.
Hey,
please leave your name.
Oh, fuck it. Anyway, I got Rome 2, Total War 2. Rome 2 Total War, or Total War Rome 2, I guess that's what they call it officially. And I like. It's not without. I'm a big fan of the Total War series. I play them all the time. Even the older ones still. With a lot of mods and stuff like that. I really like playing that. Any of them. This one here, they made it look so much like Civilization. Like the. newest Civ game. It's really bright and I don't know, it looks really cartoony. It took a step back in the realism. In a way, it's more realistic in some ways, and in some ways it's turning more cartoony. Like they're trying to emulate the Civilization series, the most recent one. What is it? What's the most recent Civ game? 4 or 5? I think 5, right? Which I didn't like. I played a demo of it. I had a beta. I was a beta tester for that game, and whichever the one that came out last year was of Civilization, and I did not like it at all. Maybe it came out earlier this year, I'm not sure. But, anyway, blah, blah, blah. More pranks, right? I'm bullshitting here. We're running out of time because I'm going to start doing the show. I don't know. I was looking to get off at 5 so I could play more Rome. Here's a shopping center. Well, that's not going to... All right, here's a barber shop. Let's call Ask for Hair. And then there's a regular Catholic church up the road here. You know, we haven't done a Father McQuarters call and so on. Father McQuarters. I hate doing voices. I suck at voices. I lost my juice. I'm no dialer, man. I'm no KDK. I'm leaving this town, and I'm headed over across the way somewhere else. Let me zoom out. Let's head into the mountain time zone. Let's see what we can find there.
हम तुम्हें चाहते ऐसे.
I don't recall ever really calling Iowa. Des Moines, Iowa. Here we go. It's going to be the biggest city in Iowa, eh? It's not the capital, though. What's the capital of Iowa? You know, blame my Florida education, but it seemed to me like kids from other states, they all learned every single capital. They had to memorize every single capital and also the names of all the states in order alphabetically. We never did that in school ever. But it seems to be like the rest of the country to me can do that and I can't. For the life of me, I'm really bad at capital cities because it was never taught to me. It's the shitty Florida public school system in the 80s. It's not much better now. Anyway, Des Moines. I'm still zooming in. Okay, the VFW. Does the VFW answer a phone? Like, is there someone who's always at the VFW? I don't think so. I don't know that it works like that. Let's try. Isn't it basically just a social club? Like, there's no VFW employees. But they always have, like, a building and shit, right? Like, a lodge. So maybe they do. They gotta have some admin. Someone's running that. Whatever.
Hello, we are unable to answer right now. To send a fax, please start transmission.
Start transmission, over. Messed up the music there. Alright, no answer there. Here's an Econo Lodge. Let's see if we get an Indian. I think there's Indians in Des Moines. In the Roach Motel. Let's find out. Which is right next door to a tattoo and body piercing place? Yeah, I think so. I think this is a dirty motel. Now, if Google Maps will cooperate, I'll be able to get the number. I'm waiting on that.
Zara poochho to mera irada, zara poochho to mera irada, mujhe kisse hai pyar, mere dil ka hai kaun shehzada, zara poochho to mera irada.
All right, I had to reload the page, but I got it. Oh, by the way, I released half of the backlog of Madhouse episodes last night, and I'll shoot to release the rest of them here after the show, leading up to last week's show. There will be no live Madhouse shows on our regularly scheduled Thursday night until next year, until January, until next month. Because of work, I'm going to be working Thursday nights until I start my new shift, which begins on January 6th, I believe. So we'll just consider it like I'm going on vacation. But after that, I'm going to day shift, so there will never be a problem with me doing Thursday nights anymore for the foreseeable future. So we won't have this problem with me having to bounce around and this and that to accommodate wacky schedules. And I won't be working night shift anymore, no more graveyard. I'll actually be able to sleep like a human being and get up when the sun is out like a human being.
Thank you for calling the Connell Lodge and Suites at Fairgrounds. This is Christine. May I help you?
Thank God you guys aren't Indians.
I'm not anyway.
Who, is there Indians there?
No.
Oh, thank God. Those dirty people, you know? I heard you guys are like right by that tattoo shop, so I thought this is like a dirty, you know, a motel to bring a dirty girl to, you know? Has any of that happened there?
A tattoo? We're not near a tattoo shop.
Yeah, there's one right out the road. It's the block next up the road, up the main road. Fucking shit. You know the one? It was called Rumors. Hello, honey.
Oh, the one on Walnut?
Yeah.
Is it on Walnut?
Yeah.
Or Dean?
Yeah. Dean. It's called Rumors. You know, it sounds. I thought it was a. It sounded like the name of a strip club to me. Rumors, you know?
I don't know. I don't go there, so it don't matter. I don't know.
You got any tats? You got any ink?
No, I do not.
Oh, you got any piercings?
No, I do not.
Really? Oh, that sucks. You don't like the party?
No, I do not.
No? You got a man?
Or, yes, I do.
Oh, yeah? What's his name?
That's none of your business.
Oh, I just want to know.
No, that's not any of your business.
When do you get out?
Goodbye.
What time do you get out? We can party. She's like, oh my God. Goodbye. No, I did not.
Thank you for calling Econo Lodge Inn and Suites at the Iowa State Fairgrounds. This is Christine. May I help you?
Hey, big girl. How are you?
I'm fine.
How you doing? What happened with the phone? Disconnected?
I'm not going to answer your questions like that.
Okay, I'm sorry. Can I make a reservation? Or is this the kind of place you come, you pay cash, come with a dirty girl, and, you know? You fuck.
I'm not going to talk to you like that.
Fuck,
if you want some place like that, this is not the place for you to be.
All right.
Goodbye.
No sex at this place, everybody. No sex. Yeah. Anyway, I keep bumping into this fucking cable, man. Fuck me. Every time I bump into it, screws everything up. All right. Here's William Knapp, Varied Industries. The fuck is that? Oh, they don't have a phone number. Screw them.
Let me learn it properly from my guru, then I'll teach you.
There's a horse barn. There's just an entry that says horse barn. Horse barn. No phone number. Herbalife. With a phone number. Someone's selling Herbalife. All right. Herbalife. You guys ever get down with some Herbalife? It's good stuff, guys.
Have reached the voicemail box of.
Oh my god. I can. No one. Just don't. No one. Everyone's gone. Everyone's like, fuck this. We're either out shopping or we're fucking leaving work. We ain't doing shit.
You have reached the voicemail box of.
That's some of that Herbalife. I wonder if the turkey line, the Butterball Turkey Help, is open. So I had an idea for that. And I know they were going to be open in the days leading up to Christmas also, I heard. Butterball. I spelled it wrong. Butterball. Turkey. Hotline. Okay. I believe they were going to have extended hours even for the days leading up to Christmas. Okay. Pulling it up here. Learn more about the Turkey Talk Line. Schedule an interview with one of the experts themselves. I don't know what that's about. That's not what I'm looking for, obviously. There's a turkey hotline, I thought. Anybody out there got it? You guys know what I'm talking about? There's like a hotline just in case you were having a turkey problem. Here we go. Someone wrote an article about it. Maybe they have the number here. Oh, my God. What a shit show today.
To be connected to our Butterball Turkey Talk Line for information on turkey preparation and cooking assistance, press or say 3. If you have a product question or concern, press or...
Engage.
Thanks for calling the Butterball Turkey Talk Line. How can I help you?
Yeah, I have a 5-pound bird.
Yeah, put the meat in the...
Okay.
Now, how much gasoline am I gonna need to cover to put, finish the bird up?
Reheat it, covered with foil.
How much gasoline?
Yeah.
What for? What, sir? What kind of device are you cooking your turkey in?
I've got a pit outside in the dirt. We
oh yeah.
We wrote a pit in there, yeah, and then the turkey goes in there.
Well, I tell you what, we have many different ways here at the Butterball Turkey Talk Line that you can cook your turkey, but
how
as
much,
far as a pit
much,
and gasoline, that I do not know.
Alright, how many firecrackers do I need to put around for the gasoline to combust?
I don't know, but this is an interesting call. Where are you calling from? What state?
Well, I mean, you guys aren't like, this is anonymous, right?
Yes, it is.
All right.
Unless there's a radio station.
No, I'm in North Korea.
Okay.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye. Jeez, like, yeah, whatever. I'm in North Korea, yeah. We can ask all kind of goofy questions about toys.
Welcome to Butterball.
3.
Connected.
Good afternoon. Butterball Turkey Talk Line may help you.
Yes, hello. Who am I speaking with?
My name's Tara. To whom am I speaking?
This is Cross.
Your first name is Cross, or do you say Mr. Cross?
Just Cross. Cross.
Okay. How can I help you?
All right. Well, we're doing a fried turkey.
Okay.
How hot does it have to be for the frozen version of the turkey, if the turkey's still frozen?
Well, the turkey has to be thawed.
Whatever. Hey, we got no time for that. Mm-hmm. It's getting dark. But what temperature do I need to put the burner at?
Oh, can you hold just a second? Thank you.
Frozen turkey. Yeah. He's cunty.
We seem to have a terrible connection. Why don't you give me your phone number and I'll call you back?
No, the connection's good.
No, I can't. What? I can't really hear you. What is your number?
1.
Mm-hmm.
Hang on.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Oh, you heard that just fine? That came in okay? Mm-hmm.
Let me transfer you to my supervisor. Doesn't seem like, you know, you really are calling for information, and people really do call this number because they really are have concerns.
Listen, don't
so
be rude.
Let me transfer you.
Don't be rude
you.
And nasty to me, okay? Oh, my God. I'm in big trouble with the Butterball Company, motherfucker. Wait for that. Like, I'm intimidated. Everyone's trying to intimidate me today.
Bye.
Oh, you
hello there.
You there, bitch? What's going on? What's
I'm hanging up if you're going to call me that.
No, I was talking to my friend. Gonna hang up. Oh, she's black, too. That would have been great. I should not have said the bitch word. She's all sassy.
Welcome to Butterball.
What'd you be talking
to be connected
about
to our Butterball Turkey talk line great. For information...
Place is serious, motherfucker.
Hello, Butterball Turkey Talkline. How can I help you?
Yes, hello. I have a frozen turkey. And now, I was going to put it in the turkey fryer. I have it filled with the peanut oil. What temperature does it have to be for a frozen turkey to be completed in the same amount of time that the thawed one would be?
Okay, you only can fry... A thawed turkey.
I can, no, this, it's my turkey, my equipment and everything. I have it set up on the tile floor here inside the living room. We're going to turn it on. Actually, it's already warming up.
Mm-hmm.
We got all the windows closed tight and everything. But we don't have time to thaw the turkey out, obviously, at this point.
Well, you can only fry a thawed turkey, so you can't fry a frozen...
Whatever you say, but what temperature does the frozen turkey have to be at? Whatever you say, honey. I just need a temperature, okay, honey?
All right, your oil needs to be set at 375 degrees.
For a frozen turkey, okay?
The oil needs to be set at 375 degrees.
Okay, yeah, for a frozen turkey, the oil needs to be set at 375 degrees. Got it. I'm sending it up right now. Okay. And then for a 5-pound turkey, it doesn't matter. It's a pretty big bird, I guess. Hello? Hello?
Yes, sir.
All right, so... All right, I'm going to set it to 350 degrees. If I need anything, we're going to put the turkey in. I'm just going to drop it in with my hands. I'll stand back a little bit. And I'll give you a call back if I need any help after that. I'm going to need help finding out how to carve the turkey.
Okay.
You
give us a call, sir. We'll help you carve the turkey.
Yeah, I'll take the turkey out of it. It's in the living. It's going to be in the living room. We're going to fry it inside the living room. So I'll take it out afterwards. I don't know. I'll probably just set it on the floor, and then I'll call. I'll have the electric cutter and all that thing. I'll have
what
all
state
that.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
What state are you calling from, sir?
Arkansas.
Really?
Yeah.
Is that how you do things there?
Well, I mean, it's raining outside. What do you mean?
Well, most people either fry in their kitchen or in their back porch.
Yeah, well, yeah, but I mean, I don't have enough room in the kitchen. It's the big fryer, the big one that you fill with the oil. and I got the propane tank in here and everything. So I need more room.
Okay, is there any other questions I can answer for you, sir?
Well, I'll get, like I said, I'll give you guys a call. Can I get you? What was your name?
You can ask for you. We don't take calls by name, sir. Any of us can help you when you call.
All right, and I'll just, you know, rub my fingers through your hair and everything, you know, until you taste good down there.
Thank you for calling, sir.
You're welcome. Thank you. All right. Well, cook turkey in the fireplace. Is that what we're going to do, Carl Sanders? Hey, if you guys have any ideas for turkey, let me know. I just want to get that manager again because she sounded like she was going to be a hoot. I got him freaking out. You can't put a frozen turkey in the deep fryer, man. It's going to fucking explode.
Welcome to Butterball. To be connected to our Butterball Turkey Talk line for information on turkey preparation and cooking assistance.
Your call is important to us and may be monitored or recorded.
Good afternoon. Thank you for calling Butterball Consumer Affairs. This is Nola. How may I help you?
Hello.
Hello.
Who's that, Noler?
Nola.
Noler, N-O-L-E-R, got it. Okay.
No, actually, it's N-O-L-A.
Like New Orleans?
That is correct.
Are you from there?
I am not, unfortunately.
Oh, okay. All right, unfortunately, yeah. It's got a lot of crime there, a lot of blacks and stuff like that over there. All right, so I need to know how much propane I need to cook the turkey inside the house.
Okay, I could not answer that question. For one, I would not recommend that you use a propane cooker inside a home with an open flame.
Yeah, we need a nice blue flame. What I'm thinking of doing, we're going to cook it in the fireplace, and I'm going to put the turkey in there and put the propane tank inside the fireplace with the turkey, and then we'll like light the kindling. We have some mulch that we made. We have a wood chipper over here. We were cutting some logs down.
So, okay, so you're going to put a propane cooker inside your fireplace inside your home?
Well, yeah, just so it gets the heat and the propane and it mixes in there, you know, kind of gives it a nice, even like a convection kind of process.
Okay, actually, I myself would not even recommend that simply because that propane is probably going to explode.
Well, it's metal, you know, it's metal.
Right, but if you're going to put a propane tank inside of a fireplace that has wood and flames.
Okay. You don't think that's wise. Okay, how much gas? No. How much gasoline could I use?
Okay, well, at this point, I can't give you that information. I'm here to, you know, I can tell you how to cook the turkey, but I can't tell you how much propane gas to use in your tank.
How much can of butter can I use as a glaze over the turkey if I just make it in the oven?
We do not recommend that you use butter, period, on a turkey simply because it scorches once it starts cooking.
But this is can of butter. You know,
can of butter?
Yeah, or hash oil I can put inside the turkey, like where the stuffing goes.
Okay, you can. We the only recommendations that we do have is that you either take a cooking oil put on the turkey or a spray oil.
Yeah. All right. How
and just rub it.
How hot does the oil have to be for the THC to render out of the cannabis and mix in with the juices from the turkey? So then I can baste it, and the THC from the plant material will go into the flesh of the meat and all that, and then cook inside of it. Enough to...
Okay, so you're questioning me on how to cook marijuana inside of your turkey.
Well, it's...
Is that what you're asking?
No, I mean... Just... Not marijuana. Just THC from plant matter. Is what I'm saying.
Okay, sir. At this point, we do have other consumers that we do have serious questions. You know, I don't have time for any prank calls. If you're, I cannot give you that information.
All right. Well, I'll keep looking online because your website, piece of shit fucking website, doesn't have anything on it. Son of a bitch. Is that
okay, sir?
Is the
due to your language, I am going to go ahead and disconnect the call. Thank you for calling Butterball. Have a good holiday.
Labia. All right. Gave her a labia there at the end. These numbers are fun. They're closed at night, so you got to do it during the day. Labia. Ask her how to kill a turkey comes from prank call R in the chat room. Thank you. Ask him how to kill a turkey. Oh, God. All right, I'll call back. We'll do that. This is fun. Finally found something. I found someone that has to pick up.
Welcome to Butterball.
Maybe closing.
To be connected.
Three.
We're sorry. Three. That was not a valid response.
Three.
Please try again.
Three.
To be connected to our Butterball
Three.
Turkey talk line for information on
Three.
Turkey preparation and cooking.
Oh, damn.
Thanks for calling Butterball Turkey talk line. How can I help you?
Yes, hello. I was calling to make an order.
What's that?
I'd like to make orders.
On what?
One meat.
What kind?
Fowl.
So how many times are you going to call?
Probably a few more. Is there a problem?
Well, aren't you busy right now? Don't you have other things to do?
No, I don't work for like another 7 hours.
Obviously.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
Bye. They're all talking about Carlito. Oh my God. At the Butterball hotline, 1-800-BUTTERBALL. Or as a friend of mine in high school said, butter bull. Yeah, that lady does suck. I don't like her. They're starting to make me feel like the steam shark that everybody prank called so much.
Welcome to Butterball. To be connected to our Butterball Turkey talk line for information on turkey preparation and cooking assistance, press or say 3.
3.
Hello, Butterball Turkey Talk Line. How can I help you?
Yes, hello. I have a question. Is this the line to help with the turkey?
Yes, it is.
All right. How many turkey machines do you use? Well, they just say they just straight up hang up on me now. Fuck! That was a new one. That was a new lady, too. I think there's only like 5 of them that work together. Yes, I'd like to make an order, please.
Okay, yes.
All right, one chicken.
Chicken dinner, chicken fish.
One chicken meat.
Which one do you want, chicken dinner or chicken fish?
Do you have chicken meal, chicken spaces, chicken meal?
I do, but I have two chicken main dishes. One of them is chicken dinner, other one is chicken fish.
All right, let's have the chicken dinner.
Chicken dinner?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. Do you have any shawarma?
That's a shawarma. We have lamb beef shawarma and chicken shawarma.
Can I have the chicken, please? One order of that.
Okay.
Okay.
Chicken? Okay. I already got that.
Okay. And you can get it all ready for me and all that. Okay. Sounds good. Any soups at all that you make there? Or you don't have a soup, right?
We have lentil soup today.
Ooh, I'll try that. Okay.
Okay.
Can I have two of those then?
Sure. And just one chicken dinner plate, right?
Yes, that's right.
Okay, your name?
This is Billy.
Okay, about 10 minutes.
Okay, I will talk to you then.
See you, bye.
Bye, honey. All right, we'll call her back in 10 minutes and tell her to go to hell and shit. High schools.
Hi. I just woke up from my nap machine.
Oh, good. You want to call turkeys?
I want to place an order because I'm fucking hungry.
Okay. All right.
Shit.
You're placing a turkey order? What?
Yeah. I need to know how to kill the turkey first, though.
Holy shit, man.
Yeah. Or this damn dog.
I think this is the right number.
Okay.
Welcome to Butterball.
Yep.
Yes. To be connected to our Butterball Turkey Talk Line for
What the fuck is Butterball?
Thanks for calling Butterball Turkey Talk Line. How can I help you?
I need to place an order.
For?
A turkey. I need to look up the menu first. Just give me a second. How are you doing today, ma'am?
What a bitch. You hung up.
Oh, no way. No way. Oh, man. I'm just pulling up the menu.
Welcome
too.
To Butterball. To be connected to our Butterball Turkey Talk Line for information on turkey preparation and cooking assistance, press or say 3.
Oh, okay.
3.
Yeah, 3. You have a product. God damn it.
Good afternoon, Butterball Turkey Talk Line. May I help you?
Hi, I have this turkey. I just need to know what ingredients would bring out the flavor.
Okay.
I have some provolone cheese, and I have some gravy. What else should I use? Some basil, maybe? Ma'am?
God damn, they don't...
What the fuck? Those are legitimate questions, too.
Oh man. Yeah, maybe they're on guard because of my marijuana thing. Trying again. I really want to get the supervisor.
Welcome to Butterball. To be connected.
Butterball Turkey Talk Line.
Hi, can I speak to a manager, please? I keep getting hung up on, ma'am. Hello, ma'am.
Maybe we're on hold.
Hello?
I think we're on hold.
Oh, yeah.
Excuse me.
तुमने बदला लिया है.
बदला भी लिया है और ये भी बताने आया है. अब की बार मेरा माल पकड़वाएगा. हम तुमको जिंदा नहीं छोड़ेगा.
Now they hung up.
Son of a bitch.
The fuck?
Hey, let me try to ask for a manager. Hang on.
All right.
Welcome to Butterball.
Talk with the fake
to be connected to our Butterball Turkey Talk Line for.
Good afternoon, Butterball Turkey Talk Line. May I help you?
Yes, may I speak to a supervisor, please? No. They hang right up. Asshole.
Wow.
Yeah, it's pointless. We only get like two or three people. I have to call to cancel the Turkish food in 6 minutes. Okay.
I give a suggestion.
What's that?
To start calling Catholic churches around Seattle.
Yeah.
Because they fired some Catholic principals. I don't know. They fucking fired him because he's gay.
Oh, no.
And the whole Catholic community here is freaking out.
Really?
Yeah, so it'd be kind of funny to say you're from the Vatican, you know, and you're changing our gay policy or something.
Yeah. Seattle, WA, right? W-A,
yeah.
Washington, all right.
Yeah, you want some numbers?
I got a whole bunch of them here. A lot of Catholics. Yeah. We'll start with Blessed Sacrament Church.
Yes.
I don't know.
And it was the East Lake Catholic High School or something like that.
Okay.
Can't remember it. Something like that.
Here, I'll do Sacred Heart of Jesus. That sounds nice in Italian.
Yeah.
Sacred Heart of Jesus. Man, that's a big story there. Wow.
Yeah, they fired him for being gay and getting married.
To a man? He got married to a man?
He got married to a man and fired him. And the students had to walk out and shit.
Wow.
You're crazy.
You have reached Sacred Heart Church in Seattle. If this is an emergency or if you need to go to a priest, please call 206-284-4681. If you would like the extension of a priest or staff, please press
crazy.
Now.
Am I?
If you would like to leave a message for the office, press 200 now.
Hang on.
For mass schedules, press 4 now. For the food bank, please call 206.
Sorry, Skype stopped responding. Anyway, I got that number that she sent. She said to talk to a priest directly. Yeah. Let's try that. The emergency priest line.
Let's see. Shit, damn it.
Good afternoon, Sacred Heart.
Yes, I have an emergency. I must speak to a priest, and priests can only be men.
I have to see who's available, sir.
Okay. Well,
is this an emergency? Should you call 911, sir?
No. I need to speak to a priest as soon as possible. It's a spiritual emergency.
Hold on, please.
My penis. Sound like a nun, eh? Shit, I forgot what my premise was. Talk to the priest.
You're calling from the Vatican.
Oh, yeah. Hello? Oh, there is a bad
egg. In the Vatican machines.
Come on, it's a spiritual emergency. Anyway, we're biding some time so I can call and get Turkish Kitchen, Horse Girl, what's her name, Faison the High One, a little bit upset at me. Because she said
she a sweet honey baby?
Yeah, honey baby tits.
Big girl titty.
I'll call a different Catholic church.
I have a couple of Catholic schools.
Yeah, put them in. I got a whole bunch on the Google Maps. God, this echo's killing me. Are you hearing it?
Yeah.
Oy.
Yeah, it's on.
Hello.
Who is this?
Hello.
Yes, is this the father?
Who is this?
This is Eddie. I have an emergency. A spiritual emergency.
What is your spiritual emergency?
I was sleeping and I had an apparition of St. Francis of Assisi, St. Clair. They both appeared to me. They told me that Jesus was angry. Then they sent me to... they sent me to this place, and it was a church. And the devil was inside the church, and he was dressed really nice, and he had like cologne on, good smelling cologne. It was the devil. He was inside the church. He was laughing. He said, "I will own all of this," he said to us. And then Jesus came in, and he like busted the door, and he like got mad at the devil. He said, "This is my father's house," and he kicked him in the private parts, and he pulled his pants down, and he bent him over the pew, and he like put his penis inside his anus, and he was having sexual relations with the devil. He's like, "Yeah, take it, like that." He said, "Take the power, take it." He said like that, and then he started beating. And then Jesus killed the devil. He punched him. He kept punching him and kicking him and everything. And the devil just disappeared. And Jesus is like, "I'm coming back," and like that. He went like that. He did that. No idea what that was about. So anyway, I was trying to ask, do you think this is... Should I speak to the labia about this, the Vatican labia? Are you there?
I'm here.
All right. Should I speak to the Vatican labia about this?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. How can I get a hold of the labia?
Get a hold of who?
The labia. Isn't that the group of... That group in the Vatican, the labia?
A group? I'm not sure what you're talking about, but I don't think you need to report this to the Vatican.
Oh, it's the Curia, not the labia. The labia is something else, I think. Do you know what the labia is?
No.
It's the vagina lips of a woman. You wouldn't know. So anyway, are you a priest or a deacon or a sacristan or what are you, Charlie?
I'm not Charlie.
Okay.
And I'm a priest.
Okay. Oh, wow. Am I in trouble because I said bad things?
No.
Okay. Well, can you tell me what I should think about this dream?
I think you should just let it go.
All right. And then, okay. All right. Fair enough. Now, here's a question for you. Could Jesus microwave a burrito so hot that he couldn't eat it himself?
No.
Well, he could do he can do anything.
Jesus can't make black white. That goes against it. Jesus can't make hot cold. Hot's hot, cold's cold. You know?
So he couldn't.
Jesus, he wouldn't do it.
He couldn't do it.
He wouldn't even try to do it.
He wouldn't even try. You don't think he'd eat burritos? He wouldn't want a burrito, right? He'd probably like fish, right? What do you think he like? Fish, bread, probably, right?
I have no idea.
Lamb.
He enjoyed the food.
Red wine.
His day.
Yeah. He liked figs, and this one time that tree didn't give him figs. He's like, you motherfucker, you remember? And he shook the fig tree and everything. He shook it like, you motherfucker.
Yep.
He said, God damn you, like that.
All right.
All right. All right, honey.
Okay.
All right. Honey, all right. You have a God bless you. Have a Merry Christmas. Happy Advent. What week are we in? Third week of Advent? Where are we?
This is the fourth.
Fourth week of Advent. Beautiful.
Yeah.
All right. Well, God bless you. All right.
Okay.
All right. Bye.
God bless you. Bye-bye.
All right, cool. Nice little conversation. What?
Do you think I can speak in Bolivia? You wouldn't know what that is.
He's a Vatican labia. Of course he doesn't. He's a fucking priest. It's a fucking...
No, I don't think you need to report that.
It's a 70-year-old virgin, that guy. For fuck's sake. Alright, let me wrap things up here. Calling Turkish Kitchen, canceling an order, and making her so upset. I'm hoping this will lead to getting some more voicemails from the dude. That's the last time he left all those crazy voicemails cursing me out in Turkish is when I canceled an order.
Oh, this is the guy.
Yeah. God, I hate it when that happens.
I blame it on Arby.
Yes, hi. I made the order, the chicken, two soups, and the shawarma. Is that
right?
Yeah, it's right. All right. I'm going to cancel that.
It's already, I already put it here. It's ready.
Yeah, but I don't want that. You know, I don't need it.
Okay, that's fine.
All right, so you can go throw it in the garbage or something.
Yeah, I can.
All right, you stupid.
You stupid.
All right, well, I don't want...
Motherfucker.
Asshole. That's all that for that, guys.
Oh, the woman. The woman. I think you should call back. They said call back really fast.
Yeah. They probably wouldn't answer. I'm just saying.
Enigma is just stupid.
What?
Hey.
Motherfucker.
Hey, did you put it in the trash yet? Because you can take it out, or don't put it in yet.
You want to eat it? I already put some shit in it. Do you want to eat it?
Oh, yeah?
Come here. Yeah, with the shit.
Well, all your food has shit in it anyway. They already had shit.
Oh, it's a tracer.
Hello?
Yes, see?
Yes.
I have your number. I'll give you to the police.
Oh,
okay?
My vagina. You have my vagina. All right, whatever. All right, guys. See, the police are getting involved now. That's it. That's it, Ice Goose, all right?
Show's over.
All right, Ice Goose, go on after me. Come on. You're awake.
All right.
Do some jumping jacks. Do a show, all right? I'll be listening.
All right. I'm up.
All right, God bye.
Damn.
So everyone's...
Shit, damn it.
All right, fucker. Ice Goose is going to be coming up next. Thank you, everybody, including the Butterball people. Ice Goose for joining me. Who else is here? Everyone we called. I don't remember. The redneck selling shit.